Good morning, I'm Jeremy Loeb with WCQS. It is Thursday and it's time to check in with our gardening expert, Allison Arnold. Allison, good morning.
Hey, Jeremy.
Allison, although the rain in recent days may ease the risk of wildfire potential across the western part of the state, we aren't out of the clear yet. It seems like a good time, though, to become more fire aware, not only about prevention and protection, but also the benefits of fire.
Absolutely. I mean, I know it's a challenging statement to say that not all fire is bad, given what's happened in recent weeks. But in fact, prescribed burning is used as a management tool under very controlled conditions, of course, to utilize what is a very natural process. Controlled or prescribed burning on a regular basis reduces the potential for very destructive wildfires by burning to remove built-up dead fuel of wood and leaves on the forest floor. Now, this prevents a much hotter fire that would otherwise burn up crowns of trees and be very destructive. Also helps with air quality and very much helps with the overall health of the ecosystem, plants and animals alike.
What is important right now for people to know about reducing risk for new fires?
Prevention of new fires, just simple. And things can change at any time. We don't want to get lulled into complacency with the rain, even though we've had this rain. So not dumping wood ashes or burning leaves are really good starting places. Of course, if you burn wood to heat the house, make sure your chimneys have a spark arresters. And these are basically a chimney cap with a metal mesh around it.
What else can residents do to reduce the risk of fire to their home?
Well, modifying the home and its immediate surroundings. The idea is if it can catch fire, don't let it touch your house, deck, or porch. Start by removing any flammable material within 30 feet of the home's foundation and outbuildings, like garages and sheds. Things like firewood stacks, brush piles, dead grasses and other vegetation, even propane tanks and wood or flammable garden furniture should be removed from under the deck or porch. And of course, leaves and other debris that can collect in these areas in addition to the gutters and eaves. Some people will screen or box off the areas below porches and decks with a wire mesh so that certain combustible materials won't accumulate there.
What about trees that are close to the house?
Pruning trees that are close to the house, so the lowest limbs are 6 to 10 feet from the ground, is really good.
And then what about choosing heat and flame resistant construction materials?
Yeah, when renovating or doing new construction of any kind, of any structure, especially a heavily wooded lot, you want to consider heat or flame resistant materials. These protective materials would be rated Class A, asphalt shingles and metal, cement and concrete products. We'll be hearing more how we can all work together to plan and prepare for woodland fires. And in the meantime, visit firewise.org to learn more.
Allison Arnold is Agriculture Extension Agent for Buncombe County. Allison, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jeremy.